Numbers chapter 11 is the portion of God's Word that we read this morning. Numbers 11. We'll read the entire chapter this morning. The text for the sermon focuses on verse 29 as it's found in the context of this chapter, which we have to say quite a bit about to understand verse 29. So let's read all of Numbers 11 for our scripture reading. This is the word of God. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. And the manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof as the color of delium. And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them? That thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the sucking child unto the land where thou swearest unto their fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. And say thou unto the people, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt, therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month until it come out at your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt? And Moses said, The people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen. And thou hast said, I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And the Lord said unto Moses, Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and sent and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto them, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them. And they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle. And they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. And Moses gat him into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people that lusted. And the people journeyed from Kibroth Hattaavah unto Hazeroth, and abode at Hazeroth. So far we read the Word of God. I call your attention this morning on our Pentecost Sunday sermon to verse 29. Where we read this, And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, this Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. 10 days after we gathered together on a Thursday evening to worship God, as we remembered the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven. On this Pentecost Sunday, we consider a portion of God's Word from the Old Testament. Jesus, during His earthly ministry, promised that He would send another Comforter. He promised that He would send forth the Holy Spirit. In Jerusalem, he told them, Do not leave, but wait for the promise of the Father. But that promise of the Holy Spirit that Jesus would pour out upon the church was not just a word spoken by Jesus during his earthly ministry. That promise of the Holy Spirit goes back to the Old Testament. The clearest example of the promise of the Holy Spirit being poured out upon the church is found in Joel chapter 2. It's Joel 2 that is quoted specifically in Acts chapter 2, in which it is stated that this is the fulfillment of that which was prophesied in the Old Testament by Joel. But Joel 2 is not the only place that speaks of the coming promise of Pentecost. In this particular history in the Old Testament of Moses with the children of Israel while they were in the wilderness from Egypt on their way to Canaan, we find a verse that speaks of what happened many years later on Pentecost. When Moses says in our text in Numbers 11, verse 29, Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put His Spirit upon them. What Moses is speaking of there is the day of Pentecost. He desires in our text the very event that we remember today on this Sunday, which is Pentecost. So we turn to the Old Testament on this Pentecost Sunday morning to see one text that points to this great day that we remember on this Sunday. Call your attention to Numbers 11, verse 29, using as our theme Moses' desire that all would receive the Spirit. And let's look at that theme using the following three points. The first is the occasion. We have to understand the context to understand what Moses says in this verse. The second is the meaning of these words, and then the third is the application of them to us. As I said a moment ago, in order to understand verse 29, we have to see the context in which this is found. And so what I want to do in the first part of the sermon is briefly run through the main outline of the chapter and everything, therefore, that leads up to this particular word of Moses. The chapter begins with an explanation of what was a serious sin among the children of Israel while they were in the wilderness. It was a sin that arose, the text says, out of the mixed multitude but spread throughout the camp. It was the sin of lusting for what they had in Egypt, for all of the excess and the luxuries that were found in Egypt. But the sin of lusting for that which was found in Egypt ultimately was the sin of not being satisfied with the manna. God provided for His people. He provided the manna, which was just what they needed. And in the end, their sin of lusting after that which was in Egypt and despising the manna from God was the sin of despising and not being satisfied with Christ, the one who was pictured in the manna that satisfied all of their needs as they were in the wilderness. That's the first main section of Numbers chapter 11. That leads to the second section in Numbers 11, which begins in verse 10 and goes through verse 15. And that records the response of Moses to this sin that he witnessed. As we read in those verses, Moses was greatly displeased. And he says in these verses that he is no longer able to bear alone the burden of these people in the wilderness. And he goes so far as to say that he desires even to die. That leads to the next section, which is verses 16 through 23. And in verses 16 through 23, the Lord responds to both of those points of those first two sections in the chapter. He responds to the latter being Moses' complaint that he is no longer able to bear the burden of the people. And the Lord responds to that by telling Moses what to do. What Moses needs to do is he needs to take 70 of the elders of the children of Israel, bring them around the tabernacle, and as they are around the tabernacle, the Lord will descend upon them and speak to them and take the Spirit that is upon Moses and place it also upon the 70 elders, so that Moses now with the 70 elders would bear the burden of the people. So in this third section in Numbers 11, on the one hand, God addresses that particular word and response of Moses with what to do the next day. He also, in this third section, responds to the sin. God tells Moses what the judgment would be upon the people. They weren't satisfied with the manna. They longed for the meat and luxuries of Egypt. You want flesh, God says, I'll give you flesh. so much so that it will be coming out of your nostrils and it will be loathsome to you. It's the judgment of God in sending the quails in the extreme quantity that He did, so that it was coming out of their nostrils, as the text says, and loathsome to the people. That leads us to the fourth section. And the fourth section of Numbers 11 is verses 24 through 29. And in this section, we have our text. And in this section, what we have is Moses actually carrying out what God said to him to do in bringing the 70 elders that he had chosen to the tabernacle to receive the Spirit. So that's what Moses does. In verses 24 and 25, we read that Moses gathers the 70 elders around the tabernacle. The Lord descends upon them in the cloud, indicating His presence as it always did, the glory of God in the cloud. He speaks to Moses and to the people, and the text says specifically in verse 25 that the Spirit that was given to Moses was taken and now placed also upon these 70. And as it rested upon them, the end of verse 25 says, they prophesied and did not cease. That prophesying of the 70 elders was meant to confirm what God had just done. What God did there was ordain and call these 70 men in particular to bear the burden of the people with Moses, to confirm or to establish as proof that these men now had the Spirit of God upon them, such that they would bear the burden of the people with Moses. They prophesy to indicate that now the Spirit that was upon Moses is now upon these 70 as they stand in these positions by God among the people. But the chapter doesn't end there. If you read only up to verse 25, you would say, okay, this is the completion of what God would have Moses to do at this time. But then it goes on in the text to speak of two men